There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
Philately, Philumini, numismatics, tegestology. In other words, the correct names for the hobbies of collecting stamps, matchboxes, coins, and coasters in that order. Most collections stay hidden or are dissolved or binned later in life. Plenty of people collect these things earlier in life. But there are serious collectors out there still for stamps, matchboxes, coins, and coasters. And a pleasure to welcome to the studio now a man who's made a successful business out of dealing in coins and notes, Ram Kumar, the founder and chairman of Numisbin. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Numis is the coin bit. What's the bing?
It's basically our tagline is in numismatics means Numis search ends here. So we just took the first half of numismatics, the Numis, and bing, we just took it for search.
Your business was founded in 2012. What's the range of the business?
Overall, there are a huge number of collectors in the market, and it's keep on increasing day by day. There is a very high potential, and the value of the numismatics is just going up crazily. So the business potential is very good.
Who's actually collecting coins?
So many local.
Is it individuals or businesses?
Means it has not gone up to the business level at the moment, but mostly the individuals and the investors. So people consider this as an hedging against the regular investments like stock market, properties and other stuff.
Well, you're about to become a listed company, not on the Dubai Exchange or Abu Dhabi, but on a Swedish stock exchange. What's the logic there?
Actually, we did a feasibility study of to finalize which stock exchange we can go, and we found that Sweden stock exchange had the maximum number of IPOs in 2017 and 2018 among the entire Europe, and with cost wise and the nature of business of numismatics, we just thought that that's going to be the best option for us.
For the ones that launched on the Swedish exchange, which exchanges are going to be on? Is it on the
it's
OEM?
First not. Yep.
The push one?
So First North.
First North. And of those IPOs that happened on the air, what performance did they put in?
It's actually purely depends on the business, basically.
So they haven't all been successful?
Yes. It's most of the business was successful, and they have been upgraded even the even from the other exchanges. So it's pretty good.
Numis being valued at 100 million dirhams. Where did the valuation come from?
The valuation is done by a leading accounting firm in Dubai. That was considered based on our profitability since 2012, and the market share what we have is more than 75% in this region. So put all together, this is the valuation we got.
What is the value of your turnover?
We made a turnover of $4 million last year with a profitability of a net profit of close to 15%. And we have been making profit since day one.
Why not list here? You're a Dubai-based company.
We can actually. The thing is size of the company, and we are looking for other means. Number of companies listed in a stock exchange is really important. In Sweden, this particular stock exchange had more than 800 companies listed, which makes it more liquidity for the investors, basically.
So you're saying that the stock exchanges here aren't big enough for you?
It's not that way, actually. The Dubai Stock Exchange is much bigger for bigger companies, but our size of the company is much smaller compared to the what we need to do for Dubai.
When we're talking about the coins and the rest of it that you sell, are we talking about them in terms of collectibles, people own them because they're nice to have, or are we talking about them in terms of mainstream investments?
Actually, it's both, I would say. There is collection is based on a kind of a theme. So every collector has a theme for collection. So they just want to complete the theme for their personal pleasure. That's one-sided. And the moment they started buying the high-value coins, even though it is for a collection, it automatically converts to an investment. Because in this particular industry, the good thing is the supply is somewhat limited, or which has been stopped long time ago. And the demand is keep on increasing due to new collectors coming in the market. So you can't produce anymore. So whatever has been survived is the only numbers which is existing. So when number of collectors increases, automatically the demand goes up.
To be successful in your biggest office, in your market, you obviously have to know the business inside out. Did you start off as a collector who decided to make a business out of it?
Yes, I myself is a collector for more than 20 years. And then my team of collection has almost reached a saturation point where there is nothing much to collect and I don't want to change the team. So I just converted as a business. And again, this is such a specialized kind of business where the knowledge has to be acquired by experience, not by any course or anything.
The experience for you comes from India because you specialize in Indian coins and notes.
Yeah, Indian banknotes is my core specialty.
Yeah.
But this industry is something like a kind of an hospital where a general practitioner is kind of a numismatist. But there is a requirement for a specialist for every different field. So in my team, there are more than 20 people who are specialized in different kinds of numismatics. Based on the customer, we just deal accordingly because all customers I cannot deal. Obviously, if someone comes with an ancient coin, I just direct it to my team who is an expert in that. So the customer gets the proper advice, whether it is an investment or it is for the collection.
The market you're going to launch into, Sweden, they started banknotes in 1660, one of the first in the world. How long has India had banknotes?
From 1770.
Because I imagine there's a lot of overprints in India under the various jurisdictions there, adding value to those notes.
Correct. Actually, for British, when they were ruling India, India is a very big colony. Mm. So they have neighboring countries which has been ruled by them. So they don't want to have a separate banknotes or coins for that particular country because it's not feasible. So they started overprinting on Indian notes and coins so that it can be used in the other countries as well.
And I suppose the variations on the overprinting is what makes them valuable.
Yes, definitely. The overprinted notes are having a much higher value because they have been a small part of the large part of Indian notes that has been done. So since the quantity is less, obviously it has a higher demand.
What kind of demand are you seeing for historical coins from this region, from the Gulf?
In Gulf, the investors and the collectors are too much actually, and they usually start with, for example, the Middle East. If someone is from UAE, they start from UAE. So what happens is the UAE history of coins and banknotes starts from 1971, and they can quickly complete the whole thing. So what they do is they go after completion of the from 1971 till date, they just go beyond. So they go to the Gulf Indian rupees, and then they go to the regular Indian issues, which has been issued since 1900s.
Was growing up in Bahrain in the 70s, in the 60s, we used to call a 100 fils a rupee, which is what they were previously.
Yes. Rupee, as I said, was almost used in 26 countries at some point of time because of the size of the British rule during that time. So it was used many places. The moment oil is discovered in this region, due to devaluation of the currency, they couldn't be able to continue with rupee, so they have their own.
Lastly, very quickly, when is the launch on the market?
It's planned sometime in mid of July. We have completed all the procedures. Now we're just going to file in the next 10 days, and it's going to be a direct listing.
Well, good luck with that. Ram Kumar, founder and chairman of Numisbank. We appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.